If you try to work out how much it cost you a week to run the family car, well, your head will fall off when you see that the AAA, which is the sort of peak body, motorist body in Australia, says it's $386 a week for the family car. Michael Case is on the case, manager of vehicle engineering at the RACV. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So when you sit down and you see that, you go, nah, that we're going to file that under stats we can't believe. But make us believe in it. Does it include depreciation and everything, does it?
Yes, it does. And a lot of people underestimate the true total cost of owning and operating a vehicle. Most people feel that they have to have a vehicle. They accept that and they attribute the cost mainly to what they see on a regular basis, such as filling the car up with fuel. And they think that's really what it's costing you to operate a vehicle. But there are many other costs. And things like depreciation are a hidden cost that's more significant than people realise.
Well, do you have you worked out whether or not this 386 is real? Because I worked out that my car cost me $80 a week to run, and if you throw in a depreciation, it would be another $60. So $140 a week. It's a lot different from 386.
Yeah, it very much depends on what type of vehicle you have, how old it is. Certainly with new cars, they depreciate very heavily in the first year in particular, and that becomes a very significant cost of just having the vehicle, whether you use it or not. But there's the cost of financing the vehicle, which is always a factor, whether you have the money or you borrow it. It's costing you to buy the car, which then depreciates. And there's a lot of costs in terms of insurance, registration, tolls if you drive on toll roads, as well as servicing, maintenance, tyres and fuel, which is the thing that most people associate with using a vehicle.
You know what would be interesting? It would be for someone to do one of those documentaries where they say, righto, this is how much I drove in the last 7 days, and then say, what if I'd taken a taxi or a rideshare car to undertake all of my driving? Would it have cost me $386 over the course of the week? If you caught a taxi or a rideshare, would your driving last week have cost you more or less than $386?
It's likely to have been less if you allow for the total cost of owning and operating that vehicle, whether you use it or not. And a lot of people have to have a car if there aren't those alternatives available, particularly if they live in an area where there isn't public transport. But there are many other options, as you mentioned, carpooling, car sharing, bike riding or walking. There are various other options that people could consider if it works for them. And a lot of those are much cheaper and more healthy.
They are healthier. Hey, Michael, thank you very much. Michael Case from the RACV. I wonder whether anyone has done that and said, no, I worked out a long time ago that if I catch a taxi or an Uber, for every instead of driving my car, it is much, much cheaper. I'm still trying to work out on the new Arrivo route selector by Vic Roads, is it, or PTV, why it says, I've asked how I can get to Ringwood Station. It gives me so many options, train and Uber and driving and the like. And it says, if I drive, it'll take me 43 minutes from here in the city. It will cost me which will cost me $20, presumably on the same basis of petrol, maybe a toll, maybe a bit of depreciation, maybe a bit of allowance for tyres. And I will use 57 calories. Anyone can explain how I can consume 57 calories driving from Melbourne to Ringwood?
How much is it going to cost you if you get the train?
Train, it says $5, because I walk across here to Southern Cross and catch the train.
Yeah,
$5, and I only spend 19 calories sitting on my aught in the train.